Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However, you may be listening. With that said, I believe my partner is here, Rob Parker. I don't see you on the Zoom yet. What's up?
Sean, how are you?
Oh, you are here. Okay. I'm good, man. I'm good. What's going on?
All is good. Happy Jackie Robinson Day to you, Mr. Broussard.
Yes, happy Jackie Robinson Day to you as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad. I wanted to stick around in New York. I guess Rachel Robinson is going to be at Citi Field or probably for the game tonight. She's 101, Chris.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable. Am I right?
That is incredible.
She's 101 and just all the stress she lived with. You know what I mean? For Jackie. And he died at 53. But
that's incredible.
I love that. I know. Isn't it? That's incredible.
101.
But thank God for Jackie Robinson. That's all I got to say. You know, Chris, that he took the brunt for us and probably cost him his life, had an early death and all that. So we can always be thankful. And number 42 in our hearts, nobody else will ever wear that. And I love that baseball did that for him. I really am.
Yeah, definitely, man. An American hero.
Yes.
Not just a black American hero.
Changed this country.
For the better. Shame on America for making it wait that long. But thank God for his courage and his strength. And definitely a great man and glad to honor him.
No doubt. And, Chris, I have a topic in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I see
never
it.
Been heard. Look at Chris. Seen it.
Yeah, this will be fun.
But, interesting,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah. Well,
It's just a different spin on us talking
it'll
about
be fun.
It, right? Okay.
All right, let's get it popping. We got the Odd Couple crew in full effect on the ones and twos.
That's right. Why are you bugging?
Man, we making Mary famous.
And you know what? I'll tell you this. Rich was just in the studio with them, in the engineer room or whatever. And Mary had never heard of In Living Color. And, you know, again, she's young.
Well,
she's only 21.
Isn't she from South? Mary, are you from South Africa?
No, that is the wrong place. I'm East
Are you
African.
From Africa?
Yeah,
East
I'm East African.
Where? What country?
Sudan.
From the Sudan.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's different.
Well, that when did you come over here? How old were you when you came?
Well, I was born here, but my mom came 2001 and my dad came 2002.
Okay.
Yeah, and Living Color was on when 90s. I was in college.
That was in the 90s, right.
Yeah, and it only was on for about three, four years.
But it was impactful, that show. And look at all the big-time comedians that came out of that.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx and
Jim Carrey.
Jennifer Lopez.
No, was it J-Lo? Was she on there?
J-Lo was
a dancer.
Yeah. I mean, you go back
the
and
Wayans,
look at it.
All the Wayans family.
But yeah. I told Mary that she should go look at the reruns, Chris, and see. That was
it was really good initially. I thought after a while they just got kind of
silly.
Yeah, yeah. But it was great. You're right. She should definitely check it out. All right. On the social media, Elijah Sibunya. And on the updates, you heard him, Steve DeSager. And, of course, the super producer, Rob G., is in the house. All right, Rob, let's get it started. Man, the NBA play-in is here. I told you last week I loved it. Props to Adam Silver. I really like the play-in. And the Los Angeles Lakers, Rob, the eighth seed, will visit the New Orleans Pelicans, the seventh seed, tomorrow. The winner is in at the seventh seed, and they will play the Denver Nuggets. The loser will play the winner. I know it's a lot. But the loser of that game will play the winner of tomorrow's nightcap between Golden State and Sacramento. And then the winner of that game will be the eighth seed and face Oklahoma City. Now, Rob, the Lakers have owned Oklahoma City. They've beaten them 3 out of 4 games this season. Obviously, they've got a huge experience advantage over OKC with LeBron with 4 championships, Anthony Davis with 1. And then OKC, Rob, props to SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and their whole team, Chet Holmgren and crew, because, Rob, they're the youngest number one seed in the history of the league. And to do it in this Western Conference, which is brutally tough, that's impressive. So props to them. Their coach, Mark Daigneault, is my coach of the year on my ballot. So I think he'll win it, but we'll see. But anyway, they have owned the Lakers, the Thunder. But Denver has owned the Lakers, as we all know. They've beaten them 8 straight times, including 4 straight in the Western Conference Finals last year to get to the finals and win their first championship. And so, Rob, there is a school of thought out there. Emmanuel Acho, Mike Greenberg. Stephen A. didn't advocate it, but he kind of playfully toyed with it and, you know, thought it made a little sense jokingly. But people are throwing it out there, Rob, that the Lakers should purposely lose tomorrow night and then win, of course, the next game. And as the eighth seed, they would face Oklahoma City, a team I would favor them. I would pick them to win that series. A lot of people would. Rather than face Denver, where most folk feel they have very little chance to beat the Nuggets. And Rob, what is your thought on this take?
I don't believe that people who competed would really sit there and tell people not to try to win. It goes against everything, Chris. If you want to be champ, we've seen this a million times. Trying to avoid a certain team and then that team just beats you anyway. Like trying to play that game. If you're really good and you're going to win a championship, you face who's ever in front of you. You don't go into something thinking, well, we'll lose this game on purpose. And I don't know how a professional athlete even gears himself. What is the conversation there? I remember the Texans, Chris. Was it the Texans with when they could have should have lost the game, and Lovie Smith went for it, and remember they won the game at the end and changed their draft position.
Yes,
and look what happened to them, right?
That's right.
Everybody they were stupid. What are you doing? What are you doing? And guess what? They got the best quarterback, yep. Chris, because they won.
Yep.
Think about what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely.
That's why you don't play that game. If you're going to dress up, put on your uniform, Chris, and go out there, you got to give your all and try to win all the time. I just really? Let's try to lose because I think we can beat this other team and we don't want to knock off Denver. If you knock off Denver, Chris, you have a clear path.
If they knocked off Denver, I think they become the favorite in the West.
That's my...
And I would actually think they might win it all.
They might.
I like them. If they beat Denver,
but go ahead.
You're right.
I don't buy into this at all, Chris. Guys, really? Lose?
I completely agree with you, Rob. And here's the other thing. You're not guaranteed to win the next game for the eighth seed, right? I mean, you could easily do that and lose. Look, Golden State has beaten the Lakers 3 out of 4 times this year. Sacramento has beaten the Lakers 8 of the last 9 times they've played. Anthony Davis doesn't know the feeling of beating Domantas Sabonis.
Right.
Because he's never done it, right? And so, I mean, you could just see it happening where you tank and lose to New Orleans and then go ahead and lose the next game and don't even make the playoffs. I mean, and again, I think they're better than Golden State. But in a one-game scenario, let Steph Curry and crew get hot and you could be gone. Anthony Davis, Rob, out of nowhere yesterday, back spasms. What if that happened in the playoff game?
Yep.
Or play-in game, right? I mean, you just don't know. And so I'm totally with you. And you got to play, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is to win the championship. Right? It's nice to get as far as you can and to the conference finals if possible. But the goal is to win the championship, Rob. Nobody's going to praise the Lakers. Nobody's going to put LeBron ahead of Jordan if he gets to the second round or the third round instead of the finals. All right? Instead of the first round, I should say, where if you get bounced by Denver. So, I mean, if you got to win a championship, you have to go through them at some point. You might as well go through them in the first round. Some people think, my colleague Nick Wright, Rob, that the best time for the Nuggets or for the Lakers to face the Nuggets is the first round. I disagree because I think Jamal Murray, who is critical to their chances, as great as Jokic is, Denver, in my view, cannot win the championship. I don't even think they'd win the West without Jamal Murray. He's injury prone, though. He's fresh now. He's been back for about 5 or 6 games.
I know what you
he's
mean,
fresh,
right?
He's fresh, you know? He's balling out.
He might be banged up later, right?
He's kind of like an Anthony Davis, right? Where, yeah, you don't know. I mean, 3 weeks from now, who knows how it'll be. We don't want anybody to get hurt, of course.
No. But it's just history, right?
Yeah. And so... that's why I think it's not best to face them, but hey, this is the situation you're in, and you've got 2 of the best players in the league still. You got to go out and get it done.
100%. Aren't you a little surprised that athletes would be talking about that?
Acho, I was going to. Have you heard any? I know Acho, obviously, Mike Greenberg wasn't
I can
an
hear
athlete. Acho was an ex-pro.
That sounds like a radio fodder, Chris, from people who haven't competed. No, I'm dead serious.
I agree. Right? You can't play around like that. Rob, you remember the Celtics? Remember when they were tanking under Rick Pitino to get Tim Duncan and they didn't win the lottery? And that's when, isn't that when Pitino said Bird, McHale, and Parrish aren't walking through that door?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
And it didn't work for them by doing that.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. You can't go out there. But I think that that Texans, Chris, is probably the best example of.
That's a great one. Now, right? I mean, would they have picked Bryce Young? I don't possibly, Rob, because a lot of people love Bryce Young.
Most people had Bryce Young going one. And that would have been different from C.J. Stroud. I think, Chris, that's the example. Really?
Yeah. That's a great
And everybody
one.
Knock Lovey. Oh, he's dumb. What are you doing winning that game?
Right. Nah, absolutely right. Rob G, quickly, you're the Lakers fan. You want them to win or tank?
Oh, we got to win. You can't mess around and have a chance where you're not even making the playoffs because you try to game the system.
One and done, man. It ain't 7 games.
Right.
It's one and done. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. What do you think about the idea, the notion of the Lakers tanking so they do not face the Denver Nuggets and instead will face Oklahoma City? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're talking about the Lakers. A lot of people out there saying they should tank so they don't have to play the big, bad Denver Nuggets, and instead they get the very unintimidating Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round, even though they're the number one seed. 877-99 on Fox, what are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Tommy in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, Rob? Chris, best show on radio.
Oh, thank you.
Always, very much always appreciate listening. That.
As a devout Laker fan and LeBron fan, I look at it this way. If you got to play the Nuggets, play them early. Everybody on your team is fresh. You don't want to have what happened last year. You went through a couple of tough series. So by the time you got to Denver last year, LeBron and AD were pretty much gassed. So I look at it this way.
That's a good point.
You're going to be on about the same amount of time playing, so go ahead, beat the Pelicans, and get prepared for Denver. What good does it do you to meet them at in the finals and lose?
So right. You might have to play them anyway, right? If you got to beat them, what's the difference? Right. For real, what is
exactly.
the difference?
This whole, exactly.
It's not like and not to your point, it. I mean, there's a good chance LeBron and AD, we know they could get injured at any point. Or they could just get worn down.
Yep.
Exactly. So yeah. So and you got if you win tomorrow, you got a nice little several days to recover. And,
thanks, Tommy.
Get healthy. Yep.
No doubt. Let's go to Mike in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Okay, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. I gotta say, I wish it was a trash-talking Tuesday, because all I heard from Lakers fans last year in the final, or the Western Conference Finals, how after every single game there was an excuse, and the Lakers were going to come back, and the Lakers were going to do this, and the Lakers are going to do that. And all that happened is the Nuggets have beat them 8 straight times. In my opinion, the Lakers should just lose the next 2 games so we can stop talking about them. And let's talk about real basketball teams that actually have a shot at winning the finals.
Man.
It's not the Lakers. Because
wow.
if the Lakers lose against the Pelicans, they better hope that Sacramento doesn't beat Golden State, because Sacremento has owned them too. So they're
that's the thing.
By
Golden
Denver.
State or Sacramento could beat them.
Hey,
there's
Mike,
no question.
Mike, you there?
Yes, sir.
I think that was the official, Chris. That was the official Monday edition of Trash Talking Tuesday.
Yeah, it was.
Right there. Thanks, Mike.
He definitely is
that
not feeling
it.
The Lakers.
No. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, the Lakers, they don't have a winning tradition or a winning spirit to speak of this year, especially with Anthony Davis playing 76 games. So they got to take advantage of the momentum they have. I'm going to agree with the other callers early and just try to win as many games as possible and get hot and get some momentum. Let's remember, that's what happened with the Miami Heat last year. They should have been an afterthought. They squeaked into the playoffs, losing their first play-in game, and then they found their momentum, they found their groove. Now they got some help, you know, with Giannis being out and Coach Bud not kind of being at his best. But this, you know, you have to get that momentum early and keep that if you are.
Do you think it's best for them to meet the Nuggets in the first round or later in the conference finals if they were able?
I think Denver's the favorite in the West, so you know, get your medicine early, okay? Get them to start. And, you know, that's just...
And go home early.
and people are saying...
And get ready for next year.
Sure. You know, but either or, they're going to have that difficult matchup with the upstart Oklahoma City team or a Denver team that season. If you're the Lakers, you have, you know, just... AD is playing his best basketball. LeBron's playing for his legacy. They're supporting players. Get out there. You got a puncher's chance early and just kind of see where the cards fall rather than this load management tanking junk science. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, all right. Appreciate it. How about Tim in the Inland Empire? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio in California.
The IE.
The IE. What's up? You're on the Odd Couple.
Odd Couple. What's up, guys?
How are
you? Doing good, man. Doing good. I love your take with Rob and being competitive, but stop it! We're talking about LeBron James. LeBron, the L stands for least path, path of least resistance. He's always.
Are you a Lakers fan?
I used to be, but I don't like LeBron. But for real, like it's. Let's be honest. They're looking at, okay, can we get away with resting AD and getting OKC in the first, because they know they'll eat those kids alive. But do they really want Denver in the first round? No. But let's be real. Like, you know it. He's always taking the easiest path. So
well, some people were talking about AD's back spasms hit late in the game. And some people were just like, oh, here we go.
Exactly.
I don't believe that. He looked like he was in pain. He must be a great actor if he really wasn't seriously hurt. But hopefully it's nothing serious. You know, back spasms, nothing to joke about. But, yeah, so there are already those throwing that out as a conspiracy theory. All right, Ryle has a hot. And I do mean hot take about Jackie Robinson Day that we'll get to next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It is the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And as we said earlier, Rob, it is Jackie Robinson Day. All around baseball.
I did want to say this. Steve, was it your birthday yesterday?
Yeah, might have been.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Yes, we did not know. Happy birthday.
Was it not a merry birthday on the day before?
Who?
Well, she was eating cake, and it wasn't mine.
I was eating, it was both cake. It was a whole lot of cake, though.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Happy birthday, Steve, for real.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, Rob. Jackie Robinson Day, as you said. They're not wearing. Are they players? Are they wearing the number 42?
Everybody. Yep.
Yeah.
And the blue 42 from the Dodgers, Chris, on every uniform. It looks great. It does.
Yeah.
No name on the back, just a plain 42.
Right. So you've got an interesting take on this. Do share.
Chris, I just thought about this. Rachel Robinson is 101 years old, Chris. 101. I believe she was scheduled to go to Citi Field today to be there for Jackie Robinson's celebration at Citi Field. Obviously, Jackie played in New York and Brooklyn at Ebbets Field. The Mets have their whole rotunda when you walk in, all dedicated to Jackie Robinson. So they're all the way in because the old owner, the Wilpons, were Brooklyn Dodger fans, Chris. They were born in Brooklyn and all that. So they love Jackie Robinson. But I thought to myself, Rachel Robinson never got married, Chris. Jackie Robinson, I believe, died when he was 53 years old.
Man, she may have been younger than him.
Right.
Very possible she was younger, right.
But 53, Chris, and she's never been married again since then.
Right.
And I thought to myself, it makes sense. I think there are certain women or people, you know, who are married to really famous people who probably can't get married again or take somebody else's name or hyphenate. You know what? I don't mean they're unable to.
I know you don't mean,
I don't mean they're unable to.
Well, you mean can't in a philosophical sense.
Yeah, like I never thought that Coretta Scott King would ever get married again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like to say she's another one on that list for me.
Betty Shabazz, Malcolm X's wife.
Do you think that's the case or am I tripping? Because I'm not surprised she never got married again. That doesn't mean she didn't have a partner or whatever, but you're Jackie Robinson's wife, Chris. That's who you are.
I disagree.
Okay.
And I am a traditional, I believe in traditional roles and things like that, but it's just not fair. If they choose not to get married, then that's fine. But it's not fair to say you can. I know you don't mean.
I don't mean it like
you mean
yes.
In a philosophical sense.
I'm just.
Hey, you were married to Jackie Robinson. You were married to
Martin Luther King.
So you can't get remarried. Why not? Especially now. I mean, women, that's chauvinistic. Because I don't think anybody would say that about a man.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody would say the man can't get remarried. If a man was married to Kamala Harris or, I mean, I'm you know, Hillary Clinton or, you know, who are the highest ranking women, if you will, in our country? If you want to say famous, Serena Williams. I don't know. You know, I don't care what woman it was. I don't think anyone would say the man was in the wrong or disrespecting her or something. I mean, some people might gossip, he's disrespecting, but I don't think they'd really come down on a man for getting remarried. So why should they come down on a woman?
I think it's more about a man doesn't take the woman's name.
That's not always happening nowadays either.
But I'm saying
women aren't taking the man's name sometimes.
I'm talking about on these.
And that's only America. Like some nations is different. It's different in a lot of countries.
But I'm saying in I remember there was a story and maybe I'm hoping that I'm going to repeat this correctly. But Joe Montana tried to get his wife to change her name. In San Francisco.
To Montana?
No. Once they got divorced, Chris. I'm sorry. Once they got divorced, he wanted her to drop his name.
Okay.
Because she lives in the Bay Area. Your name's Montana. It's gold. You know what I mean, Chris? You call her for a reservation or like he wanted her to drop. Like, we're not married anymore. Why are you still going around as Montana? And that's because I felt like he has a special last name. That has weight. Now, I'm just saying, in Jackie Robinson's case.
I mean, Robinson obviously is a common name. My mother-in-law, Rob, I think her and my father-in-law, my late father-in-law, I think they were only married maybe 5 years if that. My wife was a baby when they got divorced, and she kept her name from that marriage. I mean, this was, you know, obviously a little while ago, you know, when, you know, women were generally taking the last name of their husband, pretty much universally in America. But she kept that last name, you know, to this day. And so it's just, I just disagree. I understand where you're coming from, but I just don't think it's fair.
It's not fair to expect,
if she fell in love with somebody and wanted to get remarried 40 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever, you know. I mean, she could have done that.
Sure, she could have. I do think that.
Shame on anybody if they would have been like, "Oh, how dare you? You Jackie Robinson's wife, or you?" Please, it's just that. Like I said, I've been known for people to think I got chauvinistic tendencies, but that
I mean, you do have chauvinistic tendencies. What
do you think so? Yeah, I don't. What do you think so?
I do. I do think you have some.
Nah,
I do.
Well, that's a whole nother shot.
I do.
Talk,
I mean, we'll do that. I think you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that because I may think things differently than you think I do. Yeah. But anyway.
But I
definitely did back in the day, years ago,
right.
Growing up.
Okay.
And but I don't know. This isn't fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair to win.
I think it's got to be an extraordinary situation. And I mentioned Coretta Scott King, you know, like someone of that ilk. After you've married Martin Luther King or Jackie Robinson, whose name could you take? You're going to replace you're going to take your name away, Chris, right? If you get married and you're no longer Rachel Robinson, you're going to be Rachel Smith. Like, who does that?
Well, if it happened today,
and then
there's
gonna be no Smith Rachel, you know, Smith Robinson. You would remove Robinson from your name? No, I don't think anybody in their right mind would do it.
Well, I first of all, if they wanted to,
yeah,
sure. I mean, but secondly, today, you know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of women that keep their maiden name, or they, you know, publicly kind of go by their maiden name because that's what made them famous. You know what I mean? But, like, let's say if Oprah had gotten married and she, you know, passed away, God forbid. You don't get much more famous or bigger than Oprah.
So you
not
mean,
literally,
like, if she married Stedman? And
yeah,
then,
let's say they married and then she passed away. Stedman couldn't remarry?
Stedman didn't take her name.
We only know about Stedman because of...
But Stedman
why
didn't
is it about the name?
Because that's what it is. It's linked to the name. And then one of my students today, Chris, in class, and this is the last part to this, thought that Vanessa Bryant can't get remarried. She's a young woman. And I get it. You think she's in that area where she wouldn't want to give up?
I don't think anybody's in that
area. No, I mean the name.
I think a woman should have the right to get remarried.
Oh, I don't say they have the right. I don't want people
well,
to think
I mean, but,
I'm
but
saying
the,
they don't have the right.
I get what you're saying, but
I
want to
make it clear that I'm not saying they can't get married.
No, I know, literally, yeah. But I mean, you're your own person. You have to live the rest of your life. I completely understand where you're coming from.
Okay. I just want to make sure
that
you're not thinking I'm saying can't get married.
Yeah,
right.
No, yeah, but it's just not fair. And, I mean, you get benefits from, but she still would be Kobe Bryant's ex-wife.
She's not giving up that name.
I mean... I you know, she well, like again, obviously she wouldn't have to get married. But I am in that regard, I do believe in women taking their husband's last name.
Right. If you want to get married,
my wife was like, when we were getting married, she was thinking, well, you know, I might want to keep my last name.
What'd you say?
I was like, why you want to keep your last? I said, we're gonna be a family. Our kids are gonna have Broussard as their last name. They're not going to be Collins Broussard. That was her maiden name, Collins. And, you know, like, so we all of our family, our immediate family, we didn't know at that time we were going to have just two kids. But, you know, the four of us, I want us to have the last name,
right.
The same last name. And she, you know, again, thinking maybe I'm a little chauvinistic. She was like, well, if we have girls, will you want them taking their husband's last name? You know? And I said, yeah. I will, if they ask me, if it's even a question with them, I will tell them, I think you should take your husband's last name.
The only
so y'all all have the same last name.
I think that's why some parents, when their mothers get divorced, I know that was the case with my mom. When my mom and dad got divorced.
She kept your dad's.
Yeah. We were always, because she, I think, Chris, it was exactly like that. It wasn't like she's going to go back to Smith and then her, all her kids are Parker. And then you got to go like, no, it was Miss Parker and those are her kids. And they were born in a marriage, right? And the marriage didn't work, Chris.
Right.
But it was like that. It wasn't like she had three kids. You know, and she was single or whatever. Her name was Smith, and they took the name of the father who had the kid. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So she never changed
her
name.
This would have been a good topic for calls.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Mary.
Yes.
You're the lone female on the show today. Where you at on this?
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I get it. It's low key. Like, dang, you kind of become untouchable. In a sense of like you were married to the most famous person ever, but at the same time it's like who cares?
Yeah, I mean that doesn't change. You still were married to him.
And I think
the easy thing to do. I mean, again, the easy thing to do would just be to keep your own name. You know what I mean? Keep that last name.
I see a lot of women on Facebook. What they do is they, you know, because they get lost. You know, like you know what I'm talking about. Because when they put their married name, all their friends from high school are looking up the name that they know them from.
Oh, right.
Hey, I went to school with so-and-so, her maiden name. If you put that in, Chris, she's not listed. So a lot of women I see, they have their maiden name and their name. So if you do a search.
Yeah, I think my wife did that.
Yeah, otherwise nobody, right?
Absolutely.
Nobody would be able to find her. They don't know if she married you. I'm talking about friends from childhood.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
All right, I'm a chauvinist like Chris now. like all right, me. I got it.
The WNBA draft, has it already started? Am I behind?
Yes, it is. She's already been drafted.
She's already been drafted, number one. All right, well, we'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Fun discussion. I just went and talked to my wife about it, Rob. She said, Rob's tripping.
Oh, am I tripping? I'm glad you asked her, though. I just always wondered, you know what I mean? And I thought about it.
Look, I don't doubt, I mean, I would imagine that when Martin Luther King was killed, that at that time, that was the feeling you can't get married. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm sure people probably even told her that. Betty Shabazz, Malcolm X's widow. Yeah, I'm sure that was the feeling. All right, it's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
All right, here we go, Chris. Some baseball best bet. I'm taking the St. Louis Cardinals minus 1.5 runs. They're in Oakland taking on the A's. Mariners minus 1.5 run. They're already down. They always have early season struggles, and they are there already. 6-10 to start the season. That team has too much talent. I got them tonight, minus 1.5 runs. They are hosting the Cincinnati Reds up in Seattle. And third, the Dodgers take on the Nationals. Dodgers minus 2.5 runs. Chris hosting the Nationals in L.A. You know, Dodgers score a lot of runs. I don't know about all the walks. What, they have 15 walks in the game yesterday?
Man, crazy.
15? Is that real? That's almost unbelievable.
Right, right.
So, again, Dodgers minus 2.5 runs, Mariners minus 1.5 runs, and the Cardinals minus 1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. It is the iCouple. As we were saying, Rob, it's the WNBA draft taking place right now. As expected, Caitlin Clark goes number one to the Indiana Fever. And, Rob, here's what I want to ask you. What do you expect? What type of season do you expect from Caitlin Clark in the WNBA? I heard one WNBA player, actually, who's working as a commentator, say that she expected her to average somewhere between 12 and 17.
12?
12 and 17. That's what I like. She better not average no freaking 12
if she's averaging 12, I want my Indiana Fever season ticket money back. Chris, I didn't pay for that.
12 is surprise. I was like, wow.
She's shooting logo threes, Chris. She's going to get 12 points? They're guarding her from the inbounds? Is that what you're telling me in a regular season game?
Man, I'm with you, but let me give you a few. These are like legendary players and what they averaged their rookie years. Now, remember, some of the older school players were older. So like Cynthia Cooper, she was 34 in her first year in the WNBA because remember, she was already had been a pro when it started. She averaged 22.2 as a rookie. But a lot of the other ones, Rob, Diana Taurasi, 17. Lisa Leslie, 15.9. Cheryl Swoops got hurt, I assume, because she only played 9 games her rookie year, averaged 7 points. But she averaged 15.6 her second year. Sue Bird, 14.4. Kelsey Plume, 8.5. Swing Cash, 14.8. Those are just some. I'm going to be honest. And I don't watch much WNBA, but so what? Here, I'm going to say it. I expect Caitlin Clark to go out there and get busy. I'm going to be honest. Right? If she does go out there and averages like 13 points, my respect level, not that I don't respect it, but I will be like, oh, it really is like a lot different than college. You know what I mean? Like the NBA, I obviously watch it more. Have covered it, and I do feel like, okay, there might be a, you know, growth period for a rookie. Although, Rob, even in the NBA, the players that have been at Caitlin Clark's level in college basketball tend to come into the NBA and do their thing, right? Michael Jordan, 28 points as a rookie. Magic was great right away, obviously won the championship. Bird was great right away. And remember, Caitlin Clark has stayed 4 years.
Right.
She's not a one and done coming out of high school.
Where she's not fully developed yet.
Right. Durant averaged 20 as a rookie. Like, you know, Shaq came in and was dominant as a rookie. So I expect her to be dominant and, you know, score a bunch of points and a bunch of assists. Keep it locked. 2 hours left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play.
Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.